Welcome, welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Do you hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Frank.
Okay, welcome everybody to Pottercast number 195. What?
Woo!
What? 195.
This is crazy. What's going on?
We've been here forever, and we're never going away. Once again, I'm Melissa, and I'm here with John, Sue, and Frack.
Hey.
Or Susan Boyle sometimes.
And that's just one side of me.
So addicted to that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and I'm getting quicker and quicker. You guys are in trouble. Wait till I get more clips.
I'm getting quicker and quicker.
I'm getting quicker.
You sound like,
scary.
Like that one panther from the Hanna-Barbera.
Really? Well, I'm getting quicker.
No.
Well.
I'm getting quicker.
Well. Who is that guy that said that, Frankie? Well.
Well, even.
Okay.
Oh, even.
This week's Pottercast has the return of what, John?
Oh, this is a big return of Quickfire Cannon Conundrums, yes?
No!
Oh!
That's not a return. It was on last week. What's the return?
LeakyCon?
No. Am I right in thinking that this certain segment's coming back this week?
Oh,
I didn't think it was.
If we are, then we don't need to do a Quickfire.
Well, we're going to have to check, but we think that Bit by Bit will be coming back this week.
And if not this week,
then... Can you explain why it's been gone for a while?
Bit by Bit... Bit by Bit has been missing because Melissa's been missing her file for about a month and a half, and we finally tracked it down, so I guess it's probably time to air it, so it's exciting, huh?
Can I throw down a gauntlet for everybody? The paperback comes out on July 7th. Do you think we could get it done by July?
July?
Definitely, yeah. The paperback has finally come
that's
out.
That's one more deadline than I'd really care for right now.
Okay. Well, but we're going to be touring. What if we did a
true.
Track 30 show?
Oh, that's a good idea.
What if we did what?
A chapter at each show while we're touring. We could finish it by July.
I guess. Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
But when we're touring, we do these 20-minute sets in between the Wizard Rock guys. Can we do it bit by bit?
I don't know.
That's going to be wise because we're doing a lot of shows, so we might run out of a little bit of things to say sometimes. So bit by bit, having something structured to run on, yes.
I'm thinking about a live show and how loud it usually is, and I'm wondering how we do it bit by bit
on
a live show. I know
loud.
You're loud.
I don't know. I think we could pull it off if we wanted to.
And if not, I will kill everybody. I'm kidding.
No.
That was supposed to be funny, but it came off creepy.
And people, when I say Frack's violent, nobody believes me. I hope you're all listening.
What?
Nothing. Okay.
Well, you know
all
who
right.
you know who
so
else is pretty. Pretty talented and book canon.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
And that's just one side of me.
I want to count how many times John tries to set up that clip. How many different ways during the show John attempts to set it up.
Is this two or three? What are we at already? Two
I think
three.
We're at three.
I don't...
Three.
I don't remember.
So sad.
Aww.
Just pathetic.
Come now. I mean, she's very talented.
Okay. All right, the bit by bit in this show, we're going to do, what else are we doing, John?
Oh, if we have a bit by bit, then we should also talk about answering your questions about LeakyCon and any announcements we're ready to make.
Ooh.
Let's do it. So with that, let's get to the news.
Let's get to that news, because that's important.
We do. I like that.
I want to have like a little video I can play where it's like Sue's news, like a jingle. And I can hit the button. They're going to be like, Sue's news, Sue's news. A picture of Sue bouncing around the screen with news.
It's just like Susan.
Can I get like a video camera at LeakyCon and get a bunch of newspapers and put them on the bed and like videotape you rolling around in them? And then put like Sue's news.
Oh my God. Yeah, like Madonna up there rolling around with the news.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with the news.
Like Mamma Mia on top of the roof.
just one.
Can we even
one story.
That would be so amazing.
Oh, oh.
One more story.
Smoothies, smoothies. My
smoothies.
How could I report you? Smoothies, smoothies. Okay. Yeah, this is kind of in the creepy territory, so let's move on.
Oh, we totally okay. have to do that, though.
Oh, oh let's move on.
I can't. Okay, we do have news. Things are starting to heat up in terms of Half-Blood Prince. We found out that the soundtrack will be released on July 7th, which Ooh. Eerily spookily is the same day that Scholastic is finally going to release the paperback of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Coincidence?
Do you think, Frankie?
Mm.
No.
And so I think that's really good. We haven't heard any previews except for when you go on to the Half-Blood Prince website of the score that Nicholas Hooper has composed for this film. But you can hear a little bit what he's done with the Hedwig's theme melody. So I don't know. I'm hopeful that'll be a good CD. But
what has he done with the Hedwig's theme melody? Has it been in anything yet?
The trailer.
Oh.
Yeah, but most of the stuff that's... Well, we should clarify that. Most of the stuff that is used in the trailers that are so magnificent are actually not done by Mr. Hooper. They're done by a lot of... Like, there's X-Ray Dog and a lot of companies that make music specifically for trailers. And I don't believe any of his scores actually been used in the trailers, which is the Hedwig's theme. But,
that's embarrassing. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, they what they do, though, sometimes they'll work with the, like, one of the groups had worked with John Williams before on one of the earlier soundtracks, had done stuff with him, so, but I don't believe this time around they've worked with Mr. Hooper, but I don't know.
Are the people who are working with Mr. Hooper hanging with Mr. Hooper?
Did you just say that?
Oh.
So bad.
He thought about that long and hard, too. He thought hard about how to get
it. I was trying to trap it into the most funniest joke. It didn't work.
Oh, it poor baby. Okay.
Well.
All right, Sue, what's next?
Well, I just wanted to say that they are coming to continue to plug Half-Blood Prince. We're going to see a lot more. And even Regal Cinemas sent out a big press release and just blanketed it everywhere that you can even buy gift cards to go see your movie with a picture, the Half-Blood Prince Harry Potter poster on it.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
Soon to be blanketing the world everywhere, Half-Blood sure. Prince. we are recording this on... May 7th, but so for those that are going to be listening to this when it comes out, it'll already happen. But next
20th.
Week, yeah, but next week, starting May 11th through the 15th, they are going to be filming on location for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows,
Ooh.
And they're going to be filming for Shell Cottage in Wales.
Mm.
Did they finish that yet? I thought they were still building the cottage.
No, in fact, we had stuff today, photos of, they put the glass panes in the windows, and they built like a little side, I don't know, it looks like a little nook area, but that we had the chimneys going up, and there's a little attic room, so it looks pretty well done. I mean, they're starting Monday, so I think they have to be pretty much done, you know. But that should be a big deal. I know that we are going to have crews down there, but I think that, you know, there'll be other people that besides just the trio. I mean, Bill and Fleur, I mean, I guess who else is there? Luna Lovegood's character, right?
Yay, Luna, yay.
Yeah. Yep. And who else is there?
No, but no, we never see her. Oh, it's Shell Cottage, yes. It's Shell Cottage, yes.
It's Shell Cottage.
Well, I mean, it depends how closely they stick to the...
No, that's true.
...to the script. I think Luna should be at the Death of Dobby, but...
Yeah.
It's just me.
God. Yeah, you know, they built a platform. We saw photos of them building that big platform
Dobby,
where they're going to have for Dobby's, you know, funeral, so...
Oh,
just... Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know Luna was a good friend and everything, but do you think she needed to be there?
Well, it depends if, like, it's absolutely necessary for the plot for her to be in the at Malfoy Manor and to be saved by Dobby. I think to make Dobby into more of a hero before he dies, they'll have as many people there as they can.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because Dobby's been gone for 5 movies, so...
Yeah, it's like, Dobby, where the hell have you been?
Good point.
I've been over there. I've been free.
Well, you know what?
That's awesome.
You know what he would say? He'd be like, you know, I may be a free elf and all, but...
And that's just one side of me.
Okay. That's number 4. All right. Dude, what else is happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have J.K. Rowling. A new honor has been bestowed on her. She is J.K. Rowling, a Lego. She's in a Lego.
Are they running out of honors at this point?
A Lego?
I think they're running out. For?
I'm not kidding you. They had a poll in of the ultimate hero of the last 10 years. And so at Legoland Windsor in the UK, they built a giant face. Joe won this poll. And Joe, there's a big giant Lego. She's built out of 48,000 bricks.
Does she like AJ?
Frankie.
Can I just say something? Sue sent us these news rundowns.
Yeah.
To like make sure we're all up on it. And she writes, tragically, Zac Efron was in second place, thus the end of the world continues to draw near.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... I was for you, Melly. Don't say that out loud.
I know you were. It was too funny not to say out loud, too. I'm sorry.
You know, you look at the poll and you think that the topic of the poll is the ultimate hero of the last 10 years. And, you know, you could have people... I mean, just think of the great things that have happened in the world. You know, I mean... You know, let alone like Barack Obama or something. And then you have Zac Efron. Are you kidding me?
I know. Okay. I know.
I just.
Poor Zac. He gets no love.
Oh, shut up. He's plenty of love.
It's just like they're running out of things to do to J.K. Rowling to honor her. Now she's a Lego figure. Like, what else can they do?
You know what Joe would say about that?
It's just one side of her.
She'd be all like, I may be a Lego figure.
And that's just one side of me.
She has been knighted. She's a member of the British Empire. She's a whatever she is.
Right.
We said, has she been knighted yet? They asked in the chat.
Isn't she a constellation, or is it Harry Potter? Didn't they do something with a star
Draco.
Named after her? Draco.
And they named the dinosaur after her?
Well, no, it's her. Isn't it her? Because Draco was already a star, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think so. I could have sworn.
Draco is a constellation at one point, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
No, but somebody said put her on Mount Rushmore. Something like a Simpsons
She's a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Hey. I want a Joe Halloween costume. That would make me happy. I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I'm sure it would scare a little kids in your neighborhood, too.
Oh, well, not as much as a Moochka costume would. I mean, that one probably would be $100, I have to imagine.
Dance. Really? Can I get the rights on that?
No, it's all going to Moochka's Terror Fund.
Yeah. Terror Fund.
All right, so what's next? Whenever we get to Moochka,
cool.
It's time to move on.
We have another casting rumor, and this was very interesting to me, because I worked very hard on trying to get this pinned down. But Miranda Richardson to return as Rita Skeeter for The Deathly Hallows.
Now, really? That's awesome.
Now, I must have talked to like 4 different reps for her, but everyone would say no comment.
Yeah. That means yes. That usually means
that
yes.
Usually,
or they're working
means,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
It usually means I want to tell you, but my contract forbids.
Yeah.
Right.
It means,
right.
Or at any rate, it means that at least they've been approached with it, so it's not like
I think so.
If they had, been, yeah, they'd be like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. She's doing this, you know, indie film and whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I get upset about the fourth film because of her, because she was so awesome in it, and they gave her no function in the film. She was just there. And, like, she did such a great job. It's like, ugh.
So you want to hear the funny part. She's not even technically in Deathly Hallows.
It's just her writing, isn't it?
It's just her writing. She's not there.
But there's, like, the interview with her and the guy.
Yeah, but you talk about things to cut. You know what I mean?
I want to see it.
You know, I was thinking about that, Melly, too, that maybe they could have, you know, because they have Bathilda in there. So I was thinking that somehow, I didn't know how they were going to really work all that besides the snake scene. So maybe they'll have, like, Bathilda, like, having a flashback or some sort of pencil. I don't know. I just don't know how they could work her in. But even if they had, you know, how Yates loves those crazy photographs on the Daily Prophet, maybe they could just have Rita waving and showing her book or something. Who knows? But
Has Luna's dad been cast?
Zofini?
A question we got on Twitter.
Yeah, we posted that a while ago. It's Reese Ephens.
Oh, we did. Who am I thinking of? There's somebody outstanding. Scrimgeour?
Scrimgeour, yes. Why? As a matter of fact, Melly, we do.
We do.
Strangely enough, you know, it's been talked about before, but I believe it's true. It's not been pinned down. No confirmation yet. But that Bill Nighy is actually going to be Rufus. And that's, you heard it here. On
Bill Nighy looks nothing like this guy.
Oh,
I watched him when I was...
Bill Nye.
He's this tall, skinny guy.
I'm a science guy. He was the highlight of Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Love Actually? Bill Nye?
He was the rocker. He was the...
I'm thinking of Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah.
No, No, Bill Come Nighy. N-I-G-H-Y, guys. British actors. British actors.
Yeah.
I thought John was being silly. That's why I just went with it.
I didn't know there was another kind of Bill Nighy. I thought there was only one Bill Nighy science guy.
Guys,
how many science guys
Actually,
are there?
Actually, the rocker from Bill Actually. Love Actually.
Love Actually. Which character
Love
was
Actually
he?
Is
It was
brilliant.
The old rocker.
Oh.
The old rock star who wins the contest.
Yeah, he's so funny and he's so versatile. I mean, he was brilliant. He was in a film with David Yates called The State of Play, which has been since remade just recently with Russell Crowe. But Bill Nighy is excellent. He's a superb actor.
Well, he's brilliant for sure.
Yeah, he is. So, but we're trying to get that has not yet been confirmed.
Yeah.
But if you hear it somewhere else,
it's another no comment.
Does he still have his PBS show?
Oh, John.
It's just one side of him.
Oh, yay!
Yay, thank you
I
for that.
You
yay
it.
For Melly!
Ha, 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 ha.
That was Moses Paul.
Okay, what else is happening?
To preempt you?
Well, the number one news, let's think. It's kind of happy, kind of musical. I think somebody else should tell them what we think number one is. What do you think? I think John or maybe you, Melly. What do you think?
Number one?
I don't know. John, I think, John, you got this one.
I was supposed to have to look at the sheet, and what did I?
I know, it's pretty pally of you.
Pally or tickety. Do you hear that sound?
Pally.
What is that mysterious sound, John?
I don't know. Are the Potter Puppet Pals coming to LeakyCon?
Are they?
Surely yes. That would be huge news.
No, it's not
huge,
been on. It's not even been on Leaky yet. We're waiting for a couple of things to fall into place, but we feel confident saying to you here, because you guys won't tell anybody,
right,
that the Potter Puppet Pals are going to be performing at the Friday Night Wizard Rock Show at LeakyCon.
Which
once again,
Neil
unbelievably,
and his sisters, all the puppeteers.
Once again, included in the price of registration.
Yes.
Once again.
No extra money.
What are we doing? We're not very good charity fundraisers.
No, we're
no,
not.
We give everything away for free.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But honestly, how exciting is that?
It's unreal. And it's in a castle. It's in a castle.
Have we actually heard from them officially yet? Like the LeakyCon girls, have they talked to him yet?
I don't know.
All right. Well, hopefully he doesn't be like change his mind.
Well, I know that Harry and Potter has talked to them and confirmed it through them. So
yeah, everybody thank Paul for
yay Paul.
Paul's his
hero.
Friend.
Thank John.
I mean, I want to talk to him. I want to just Snape, just to see Snape go into castle. I'm right
Snape.
In front of you. Just
Snape.
See them live.
I know that's going to be in the castle, right? That rock show is going to be in the actual castle.
In the actual castle. There's a castle. There's a castle.
I mean, good lord.
And Dumbledore.
It's unreal.
Dumbledore.
Three Wizard Rock shows with the price of LeakyCon registration.
There is literally nothing else.
Like that this summer. Nothing.
People don't even expect something like that. They probably would have paid double.
We probably should have charged for it. Because it's...
My son couldn't believe it.
With the registration of LeakyCon, and my mind gets blown every time.
Oh,
and
no.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's only in 2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks!
From today. Right now, right? Thursday, we will be having our opening event right about now with our friends, the Slytherin people. The Slytherin, Draco, the Malfoys,
yes.
And
2 weeks from tonight we'll be at Evil Night.
Yes, people.
Wait,
Evil
for
Night.
Real? Already? Holy cow!
Yeah, it'll be Evil Night.
Oh wow!
Oh, Justin, yep. See, my man Justin is not evil. He's a giant pizza.
I don't know why Justin is not evil. He's on Evil Night. I have to ask.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I am beside myself. I love the Potter Puppet Pals, and I remember watching it before. I watched that before I read the books.
Yeah, a lot of people had. They have gotten millions and millions of views.
Millions on millions. Well, about 15 of those millions are me.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure like 20 are John and 100 are Frack. And,
surely.
You know, I watch it whenever I just need a laugh. I go and watch it.
And even the sexy Snape, I'm too sexy for like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy behind Puppet Pals is Neil, and I cannot pronounce his last name. I'm going to massacre it. Cicierega?
Something.
Cicierega.
And he's very, I mean, he's never been at a conference. I think they've done one live show ever.
It's just, they're just brilliant. My son loves, he cracks up at the wizard swear one, and I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's really going to be amazing. I don't think people understand what they're in for if they have a registration to LeakyCon.
Oh, I know.
All right, well, I'm so ridiculously super excited for that. Our keynotes are selling out so quickly that you need to run. If you are thinking about going to one of our three amazing keynotes, one of them is Michael Goldenberg, which is, again, you can't get it anywhere else, talking about the movies. We're also finalizing some plans for the podcast at LeakyCon, which, again, includes the price of registration.
God, I wish
and
I had that announced.
Me too. I'm very excited about that.
I am going to be on a special microphone that's muted unless you pay for the headsets. So you guys can't hear my contribution to the podcast unless you pay the $68 fee for the headsets.
Oh, nice.
I'm just kidding.
Nice.
Do it all.
$68 fee for the headset. Everyone will pay as long as you do the voices.
Yes.
It's a dollar.
All right, so we've got a lot of stuff coming up about that, but if you haven't gotten your keynote registrations, you need to go fast. They're at leakynews.com. We have our screenwriting keynote with Michael Goldenberg. Again, there has never been somebody more directly involved with the Harry Potter franchise than Michael Goldenberg at one of these conferences. It's leaps and bounds. He actually created Movie 5. Actually created.
Oh, I know. Like with his
from the book,
like hands and finger paint and everything.
Yes, from. And we have Cheryl Klein and John Green speaking together.
Yay!
For those of you who don't know, I kind of ship them. Well, John's married and Cheryl is living with somebody, so I think that maybe you should not ship them.
But just like, you know, anything can happen at a con.
John. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sue, for the righteous sigh. I agree. I appreciate
John!
It. Listen, John Green is a award-winning novelist. His first novel, Out the Gate, won a Prince Award, which is the highest award you can get as a young adult writer. It's like writing a children's book and winning the Newbery. It's huge. And recently, it won his latest novel, became a New York Times bestseller, and it just won an Edgar Award, which is an award obviously given by the Edgar Allan Poe Estate for good mystery. He also has the Vlogbrothers and is the Big Nerd Fighter. You know, most of you know who he is. If you don't, go to youtube.com/vlogbrothers. Cheryl Klein is, for Pottercast regulars, Hot Cheryl. She's been editing Harry Potter since 2001, and lately she's been really coming into her own as an editor. She's been editing these really huge award-winning books, including the newest one is getting acclaimed all over the place, called Marcello in the Real World. It's about a young boy with a disability who hears music in his head. It's beautiful. I'm only halfway through, but it's a beautiful, beautiful book. So to have them talking about the editorial relationship and writing at a Harry Potter conference, it's you can't find a better pairing unless you had J.K. Rowling there, you know?
Yeah. You know what Cheryl says about being called Hot Cheryl?
That it's just one side of it?
Me.
No, she quite likes it, actually.
Thank you. You're so bad.
Oh, that was hilarious. Not.
Doodle.
Zing!
And we are doing a Nosh with Nerdfighter event. John and Hank Green are doing an event together, a Nosh with the Nerdfighters keynote. It's going to be about community. We wanted to have three keynotes at LeakyCon, one for books, one for movies, and one for community, and it worked out absolutely perfectly with the kind of insight that only people who've led gigantic communities can talk about, with only people who've worked on the Harry Potter books and who've written books can talk about, with only people who've actually written Harry Potter movies can talk about. It's
not many people are in that club. It's like a very lonely club.
It is, and there are people who represent those things in each of our keynotes, and I'm just so proud of the people who ran this conference and got this together.
It's going to be amazing.
I can't function. I can't wait so hard.
I can't wait so hard.
I'm waiting so hard right now.
For you to make fun of me while I'm talking about LeakyCon,
oh, I know.
A certain
it's,
kind of bravado, John.
I mean, it's sacred. It's like talking about, like, you know.
Oh, like maybe my cat?
Your cat on fire.
Can we move on?
Let's move on to something else.
There are some very interesting other featured speakers that we're having at LeakyCon. I was impressed with. We're having Lev Grossman, who I believe is, he writes for Time Magazine, right, Molly? He's doing a presentation.
Yep.
On the magicians, fantasy literature in the post-Potter world, which should be an interesting one. And we also have another published author. our own Lisa Wright. DeGrunis. She's doing a panel write with her and our friend Miss Addie.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of neat.
Yep, I'm publishing your own fiction.
And Lisa, of course, writes the Quest series books, which is fabulous.
And that's just one side of me.
Okay, John. She's going to love you for that.
What else? What else is happening?
It's just really amazing to me. Because I really wasn't sure what they would come up with the programming. And I've tried to stay out of this because I have too much other stuff going on. And the team we have that are working on this has been amazing. They've really put together, I think, to me. But I was looking at the different programs. There's one that's called The Music in Harry Potter. And I think that's kind of interesting. I would like to know what that, you know, when you look at these things. I have no idea what kind of take on canon that would be, and I think that's kind of interesting. So I love that the fandom will come up with these different ideas of taking a look at the series. And I mean, you can have that too besides the HPA stuff, which is really amazing. And then we can also go learn how to draw with our friend Frankie, which I'm going to go try and go to. Well, Frankie, what about you? What appeals to you on the schedule? Because there's something else I want to talk about. I want to hear you.
I'm looking forward to What Would Dumbledore Do with Andrew Slack and Malik. That's going to be fun. And it's going to be fun and practical, and I just really enjoy Andrew and his philosophy on life, and it's just a lot of fun. But then there's this scavenger hunt that I didn't know what about, so...
Yeah.
What's the scavenger hunt?
I love scavenger hunts.
Me too.
I've been scavenger hunting probably like 8 years, but they're so much fun. So, like, I'm kind of excited about this scavenger hunt check-in. So I need to get some more information on that.
I want to be a part of that. I love those things. Like, when I was little at school... They had this Where's Waldo scavenger hunt, like, in my school, and they were hiding all these little Waldos around our school. Like, if you found
I
one.
I love that stuff, because when I was little, I was, like, I would find things good, because I wasn't the best runner and the best, like, person, like, at sports and stuff, but I was good at, like, that kind of stuff. I felt smart, and, like, I'm a detective. Like, I'm going to find this scavenger stuff. And so I always really enjoyed it when I was little.
The prizes were, like one free miss your homework day. I loved those passes, to get out of homework free passes. Did you guys ever have those?
I never
had
that.
Yeah, but I always do my homework.
You're such a dork.
Well, I did. So, anyway, so what were you going to talk about?
Nothing. I wanted to make a mention, though, to our other friends that do podcasts.
Oh, right.
Some friends of ours are going to be joining. There's going to be a live spell cast and a spinners mm-hmm. cast and an alley cast. Are you kidding?
Nice.
It's crazy.
That's
so much.
One of them doesn't overlap with my thing on Friday.
Oh.
Well, we have to miss half of the spellcast because we have a podcast panel at 9:00 in the morning.
Oh snap!
On Friday,
and then I'm gonna have to miss all of spinnercast because that's when I'm doing my fan art.
Dude, how much programming do you have?
I just did the fan art and the fun size, and then our podcast. So I'll be relatively busy.
Is there like a height? Yeah. Is there a height restriction for the fun size?
I really don't know what the capacity of the rooms are just yet, so if, for some reason, if the first one's full and you want to make it into the fun-sized one, as long as there's no kids, you're knocking kids over for chairs, I have no idea, no problem you being there.
Yeah.
Don't hit kids over for chairs.
Leave the kids alone.
You're knocking them over.
So, short people have priority at the fun-sized.
Who named it fun-sized? I like that.
Someone else, not me. I didn't think of it.
Someone else.
Hey, I mean, it's cute. I don't want to take credit for it. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's pretty quirky.
Shut up.
I have one thing that I'm excited about that at previous cons I did not partake in.
What?
Oh, I have partaken only to be disappointed.
What?
The food.
Oh, I have heard reports, actually, of the LeakyCon food, and apparently the tasting, our tasters were, like, licking the plates.
I really like that there have been tasters, because I honestly can't see for the life of me how there could have been tasters at previous cons. I'm not going to name out any names, other than there was something called Padfoot Stew once.
That was Lumos.
I wasn't going to name any names.
Come on, it's water under the bridge. That was a terrible stew.
Oh, gosh. And it's like, this was...
3 years ago.
Funny thing is, this is the thing about it, is that this was an opening feast that I believe was an add-on pay extra for. And ever since then, I did not do a single add-on meal at a con. Just because I figured, you know, there's food in the area that, you know, probably would taste better and would be cheaper. But from what I'm hearing, not only is all the food included in basic registration at LeakyCon, but it's actually, like, edible to the point of delicious.
Yeah. And, edible to the point of delicious.
That makes me
happy. That's a good quality to have in
food.
It's
going to be our tagline for LeakyCon. Edible to the point of delicious.
LeakyCon, no one's going to die.
Or cry. That's another tagline.
Or cry.
No crying.
All
no
right.
Crying at LeakyCon.
Yeah.
No crying at LeakyCon.
John, I might make you cry, though.
Why, Sue? What's going on? What are you going to
Friday,
do to me?
I'm going to make you cry at Friday at 11 o'clock because you're going to come and join me.
What are we I love about this.
I love it. I love it.
You are going to show up and come join me for my panel on the Hufflepuff and all of us.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Well, that was so generous. I heard the announcement earlier about how... we're giving house points or my lucky points to everybody who isn't a Hufflepuff that shows up to the your thing.
That's a good. Actually, totally, they are. That's absolutely true. Everybody who comes to my paper gets leaky points. There you go.
You have a sign up.
I heard that for all the Hufflepuffs that go, they get Hufflepuff points. But for every other house that goes, they take away that many from Hufflepuff.
No, negative. Not at my panel. That is not happening. Sorry. You fail right
there.
Oh, no. You're going to be negative 50 points just for that.
Oh, negative.
You are going to come because everybody has a little bit of Hufflepuff in them. Even you, Mr. Look at that face. I see your face right there. That little
fake
chagrin face.
I don't know what you do on the weekends, but I never have any Hufflepuff in me.
Yes, you are.
Ron.
I can't wait. And we have all summer together, my friend. Just saying.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. Tour is coming. And if you live in a city in the United States, there is a large possibility we will be within driving distance of you. So you need to check out myleaky.com/p/PCLoopinWillow. myleaky.com/p/PCLoopinWillow. And that's how you find out all the info.
We had to make it like the most like arbitrary difficult way to find the information, but it is all there.
Well, that'll change eventually.
Anyhow,
I have a question.
There should be a link at podcast.com. I've sent like two emails about this.
There should be.
So Pete.
Yeah. But can I just say real quickly, Frankie, wait, real quick, please come to my panel. Anybody is welcome. Anybody that wants to talk about Hufflepuff, please come. Okay.
What does that mean exactly, talk about Hufflepuff?
Well, I don't want it to just all be me. I want to have, like, engage in a, you know, conversation with people about their thoughts, too. I don't want it to just be me yakking for the whole time.
Right,
that's
right.
Boring. So,
I mean, have you planned any of, like, your speech or anything like that yet?
I do. I have a speech, but it's going to be short. But, I mean, the Hufflepuff way is not just to keep all about myself. At least on me. I don't like to do that. So
right.
I'm encouraging everybody to please come. Even I'd like for you all to come. I don't know, Frankie, are you doing your panel?
Mine's
then?
Right,
I don't
right
know.
Before it. So like,
are you doing one about Ravenclaw, Frankie?
No.
Come talk.
I should.
Why don't all the other houses get to have, like, house appreciation panels?
It's just Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
It's because we're special.
Now, I have a question real quick concerning houses. Are we sorting there, or just kind of...
Yes! I've been asking this every week. Are we? I don't know.
You got to ask a LeakyCon. I'm not sure the details. I don't want to say
it. It seems like if they're not, then it's, like, probably too late, but...
I want to be the sorting hat!
All you have to do is have Frankie sit on your head, and then he'll tell you... Where you belong.
John.
People are lining up for that one.
Okay, can we maybe try to be respectful or not disgusting?
What's... Oh, all right. Well, what is next?
We're going to do bit by bit, correct?
Oh, right, yeah, bit by bit. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm also doing a panel. I forgot.
Oh, yes, Melly, about your book, too. Your book, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a Harriet History panel, and I'm going to have special stuff in there that you've never heard before from the J.K. Rowling interview. So that's
look at you.
Ooh, cool. I can't use it to raise money for charity. What can I use it for, huh?
Oh, I know.
I have special stuff in my panel. I'm just kidding.
It's frack.
They're
going to be blocking people off at the corners to get at. They're going to be lines down the block to get into your panel.
Are you doing a signing, though, real quickly? So are you doing a signing of your books, too? Are you doing a reading?
I'm going to think of LeakyCon as one continuous signing. If you have a book and you come near me, I'm going to take it from you before you can ask and sign it. How about that?
That's awesome.
There's nothing cooler to me than somebody wanting me to sign their book. It's just so flattering, I can't even.
Melissa, when is your panel?
I believe it's 6 to 7 p.m. Yes. Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. It's at the in the Plaza Ballroom Mezzanine. It's right after the We Are Wizards screening.
Good, good, good. Cool.
It's going to be a big
and
day.
And when are we giving... When's the thing for the books, Melissa? Do we have a time yet for the special 10 books from Joe?
We're still figuring out exactly when we're doing that, but I would make sure that you get your ticket before the ball.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on LeakyCon.com, on LeakyNews.com, and all the information will be there.
Sweet.
Cool. Squee! Excited.
Well, I guess it's time to pass on to the Bit by Bit.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Bit by bit, we're picking up from last time when we just arrived at Xenophilius Lovegood's, like, Rook Tower in the middle of the Wizarding...
Rook Tower.
It's described to look like as a
no,
rook.
No, you're right.
And so...
Great.
And we were just discussing briefly that how close it was to the borough, and now let's go.
I'm so excited for this now. You know how you have a thing in your mind, and you're reading it, and you anticipate how a scene's going to look, but I hate to digress so soon, but I'm going to. There's a film. It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yes, it's a wonderful film. It's written by Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond books. And the screenplay was written by a wonderful author named Roald Dahl, who's a children's author who wrote Charlie and Chocolate Factory. And the movie stars Dick Van Dyke. And it's about this eccentric creator professor guy. And his house is filled with this, you know, this extraordinary magical creations and wonderful gizmos. And that's immediately what I thought of when I started reading this. I mean, it's just so extreme. I mean, you have your own mistletoe. You're welcome by a son. Says welcome, you know, mistletoe and dirigible.
Dirigible, I think.
Yeah, dirigible plums. It's just, I mean.
What does dirigible mean?
What is that? What?
Dirigible plums.
Well, that's such a visually exciting scene, and then there's that image of Harry like walking through the garden. You know, the Snargalos. You know, and who has that?
Oh my God, it means an airship. As a noun, and as an adjective, it means designed or capable of being directed, controlled, or steered.
That's so cool.
Interesting.
So,
I think it's cute, though, that they set up the idea that they farm mistletoe, because Luna was so knowledgeable about
Nargles.
The Nargles. They must have looked for Nargles in the mistletoe.
And the mistletoe.
And then the Morning Mortals can sing about it.
Such a great chapter. Wacky thing in his garden, and you know the imagery of Harry walking through there with his Snargaloths. Who grows that in their garden?
Is it deadly?
They're those
sounds
big,
like
they,
no.
Big Bird's friend on Sesame Street.
No, that's Snuffleupagus.
Oh,
these are the Snargaloths are the big green things that you throw them and they turn into plants.
Oh, cool.
For flowering bushes or something.
The lethal greenery.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like having poison ivy for your sitting garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go that's sit weird. In the grass and drink tea and poison ivy.
And you just know what you're going to find. And you go up to the door, and there's this, like, a raven or something on the door.
There's a little
Isn't
owl.
An owl?
Wait.
Oh. Well, there's a saw an owl. Are you talking about... Oh, no, there was a...
No, an eagle, like a Ravenclaw.
I guess you were right from, like, the last time.
Well, it's just like the actual door of the Ravenclaw Tower.
Nice.
There's an eagle.
Which came first, the phoenix or the flame? That's the riddle that they gave Luna, and Luna was all like, a circle neither has a beginning or an end.
And then we saw Zeno at the wedding. He was all emblazed in yellow. But now look at him.
Oh, he's all unkempt.
Positively dapper.
No, he's not dapper.
He was at the wedding, and now he looks like he's just a mess.
He's a man wrecked. He's a man, you know, he's the way Narcissa should look at the beginning of Half-Blood Prince, but I'm not going to go there.
Except she's about ready to get her toenails did.
Yeah. So there's this giant thing in the middle of the room. It was a wooden object covered in magically turning cogs and wheels, looked like the bizarre offspring of a workbench and a set of old shelves. But after a moment, Harry... Oh, that's not exactly what I'm talking about. That's the press. There's something else in the middle of the room as well.
Things in the middle of the room.
An enormous gray spiral horn, not unlike that of a unicorn, which had been mounted on the wall, protruding several feet into the room.
Several feet into the room.
Wow, I totally forgot that description. It says several feet. I never realized that. That's hilarious.
Mounted on the wall, protruding several feet, so it's like sticking out from the wall.
No, and Hermione just wigs the heck out.
Yeah, she's like, it's an Arumpent horn. Arumpent means bursting forth, and it's funny.
How
there's a definition
so dangerous,
of fungi or algae. Prominence. Projecting or from or bursting through host tissue.
Wait, what?
Disgusting.
So the horn can shoot crap out of it?
But it's just amazing, like, how she, first of all, that she even knew this word. Second of all, that she found it for this bursting through as if through a surface or covering, which is exactly what this Arumpent horn is like. You know, it's like mm-hmm. protruding from the wall, you know?
It's great. Like, I love the fact that a lot of the stuff she can do with the magic is make stuff both literal and figurative simultaneously. It's just, it's such a fun literary device. It's just, I love it.
So I don't understand the Xenophilius guy. Like, surely he can read the same books as Hermione does, but yet he knows, surely must know of what a Europent is, and decides instead that it's so absolutely not one of those, it's safe enough to give it to his daughter as a present.
No, he thinks it's a crumplehorn snorkack.
Yeah, but honestly, how could he not know of the Europent horn and think that it's a crumplehorn snorkack or whatever instead?
He believes in Nargles.
It's just wishful thinking. He wants to believe it, so he's letting himself kind of just accept that.
The sake of his daughter's own safety.
But he doesn't see it as a compromise.
He's an eccentric.
He's a moron.
He's certainly not a moron. His own viewpoint, his own...
So if that horn kills Luna, he's not a moron? He's just a unique individual?
No, he's not a moron. That is not a viable definition of moron. Just because you choose to see things a little bit differently, or you do see them and you don't see them one way, doesn't make you a moron. I mean, look at what he's doing with the Quibbler. He knows that they're out there reading it, and yet he continually supports them through the work and he does in the Quibbler. So I mean, he's not a stupid, ignorant man. He's not a moron. And he's still fighting that fight, keeping onward with his mission, and to call him a moron is not fair.
Well, he's just occasionally a moron. No. I think I'm a moron on occasion, so I think I could assign Xenophilius the same.
Well, should we vote on that?
Oh, that's unnecessary. That's
unanimous. There's also, what in the room, Melissa?
A printing press.
Yay.
It's lovely. I love the idea of an old, and we know that they're working on that, right?
They bought one, didn't they?
They bought one for the movie?
They're going to custom.
Yes,
make
it is going to be in the film. There's an old antique press that's definitely going to be in the film.
Magically turning pots and wheels look like the bizarre offspring of a workbench and a set of old shelves. But Harry deduced that it was an old-fashioned printing press due to the fact that it was churning out Quibbler. So he's printing this magazine in his room. He's printing the glasses that you can see through cloak with.
Yeah, all in that little room. He'd be making millions off that one device.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
It's just a Deathly Hollow. It's not really that big a deal. It might as well be mesh sheet around him.
You know what I love about this is that he's continuing the counter propaganda that they're putting out there. I mean, he's doing that underground kind of thing. You know, like how the guys are doing at Hogwarts with their Potter Watch, you know, through the audio, and like in World War II. So that's what they're doing. But here he is doing his counter, you know, stating the truth through the Quibbler. And I think that's really pretty cool. You know, very, very admirable. Brave, actually.
Yeah. It was one of those things. Now, he welcomes him in, and it's awkward right off the bat, isn't it? Because they ask for Luna.
Yeah, he didn't want him to come in.
He's like, now imagine, like, I can't even try to put myself in his position, because they have his daughter, and I don't have children myself just yet, but from my understanding, people who do, Sue can speak more clearly on this, is the love that a parent has for their child is something that can't be explained, only experienced. Now, how difficult what must it be for him to have to make a decision that he knows if he doesn't do it, the one hope he does have at getting his daughter back, even though he probably fully will know they're not going to do it, but logic takes a back seat in this case, I'd imagine, or at least it's very difficult to keep it in the front seat when you're dealing with it in something of this regard. Like, how does he decide whether to, like, turn this kid in and maybe I get my daughter back, or... You know, if they find out, she's for sure gone, if she's even alive still. Like, I can't even imagine. It's like Sophie's Choice. Like, how does he... I've never seen that movie, but I know the concept. And it's like, how does he even begin to... I don't know. I think people give him a hard rap. Like, I kind of got a little upset at Harry and Ron, they're being all mad at him. But at the same time, it's like, what if that was, like, their daughter? Like, how would they handle that?
Hermione.
Yeah. I know I jumped ahead a little bit, but I just...
It'd be easy to, like, help the right cause if you believe in the cause, but when it's your own family.
Well, yeah, and, like, I bring that up now just because I remember reading it, and he was all shady, and it's kind of like, it was just kind of awkward, and then when I realized, like, oh, Luna's not coming back. They went to her room, it was all dusty, and, you know, they saw everything. Like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it was just, like, it was awkward at first. I was like, what is this guy's... Like he is really kind of weird.
Well, and they told him that she was going fishing or something, and that she was gone for just a little while, and it's so sad. It's like,
he lied to them? Yeah, but he's still printing it.
But they see the print, and isn't the story changed? And that's what kind of set Terry off, because he realizes it's not in his support anymore. He's kind of like, so? And that's when he kind of flips out, like, no.
Well, that's right. What did they change it to?
No, he changed it.
Right.
Because they had Luna. And so he's like kind of – they have him under his thumb, under their thumb now. And they realize that the only way they could do that is by kidnapping Luna, which is, I think, as it speaks of Xenophilius' character, because before he was like, I don't care. But now it's not his life anymore. It's his daughter's, and he feels responsible.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was somewhat of a tangent, but not too much.
I'm just looking at this, and I'm realizing that we were wrong on the last one. He didn't know that it was a Deathly Hallow. I mean, he didn't say that it was a Deathly Hallow early at the wedding. They just recognized that he was wearing the sign, so – He says at the end of this chapter, are you referring to the sign of the Deathly Hallows? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like the big reveal.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Well, no, they just at the wedding knew that it was, Crumb said it was a sign of Grindelwald. They thought it was a Grindelwald sign, so why the hell would Xenophilius be associated with Grindelwald? And that's why they didn't have the stigma to this guy, because they thought that he was somehow in support of Grindelwald.
I don't know. This room is just so... there's so many clues, I think, just hidden in the description of the room. And you know how we looked around, and there's that thing, the statue, like, the thing on the boats, or what do you call them, the front
of
the boats?
All those maidens on the front?
Things are called.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. He's trying to create the diadem of Lady Ravenclaw, or whatever, Rowena Ravenclaw.
No? Yeah.
Forgot about that.
We didn't know how important that was going to be, and yet here was a clue to the end of the book, just sitting right there, sort of, oddly.
Well, it was a nice, fun way to introduce us to that concept without it being all like here's a clue, here's a clue.
Yeah. Big blue paw print. My handy-dandy notebook out here.
Those orange radishes, or those plums, are as to enhance the ability to accept
the
extraordinary.
Huh. So you think Luna's on drugs?
John!
Is that why she is how she is?
Oh, wow. I hate to admit it.
If she didn't
wear
the earrings, she'd be a logical person.
Oh, stop it.
They're right near her brain.
Ivana is going to take you to task for that. You just got in trouble.
She is.
They're right near her brain.
But just...
They're right near her brain. No,
but Luna's not illogical.
Well, I mean,
she just got her own.
Do you think she's illogical?
Yeah. I think she is logical. I think she's willing to suspend logic for the sake of the fantastic.
Hmm.
I think she's logically fantastic. She realizes that sometimes
she's fantastic.
Logically, where am I?
Shut up. See, I said it again. Dang it! You shouldn't say the T word,
guys.
So anyway, so they go in, and Xenophilius tells them that Luna is down fishing, and they go, and he offers to go get them soup. And in the meantime, is that when they wander up to Luna's room? Could they hear the press?
Well, we're not up to, I mean, the end of this chapter, they start talking about the Deathly Hallows. That's, there's plenty of time
before
they get to Luna's room.
And then the next chapter is Deathly Hallows, and then they wander up to the room later on, I think.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so this is the end.
Seeing the drums!
All right.
We're wrapping it up.
Anybody who has an idea of what you want to ask us, Twitter at Pottercast, and we'll get to it in the wrap-up.
Which we're doing now, so do it quick.
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter now.
Twitter!
I cannot believe that in 2 weeks we get to see you, and then like 3 weeks after that we start tour.
And they're going to be so, we're going to be so sick of everybody.
I know.
Ugh.
Sick of your faces right now. Sick of them all.
I don't know.
It's a bulldog wearing a baseball hat.
Somebody asked, will the LeakyCon shows be live on Ustream?
Good question. I would say that it's more likely for LeakyCon shows to be on Ustream than it is for every show to show up on iTunes.
Why? That doesn't spot to them.
I guess it doesn't. Well, but last summer we put up every dang show, and there was a lot happening, like, to support all of that. And I think this time around we might put up, like, one every two shows, or two or three shows. Just because, if you haven't heard it, it's new to you. But if it's something on the feed, it's a new show every day, and that's really difficult to do for 30 shows, so.
Somebody asked, do we have to pay for tour shows before we get there? Any of the tour shows that requires a door payment, not all of them do, because obviously if we go to a library, it'll be free. But sometimes we have to cover something with a venue. Mm-hmm. So if there's a fee, you pay at the door. You don't have to worry. If there's a situation where you have to buy tickets ahead of time, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Does anyone have the recipes for cauldron cakes?
Ooh, is that on our craft section?
Or our Potter parties?
Potter
parties
section,
some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of that too. Yeah, there are some recipes.
Have we booked any new dates since we went up with the page a few weeks ago?
Yes, and you should ask Alex Carpenter for that information, and he will get it to you. Because Melissa is so busy that you can't afford another click.
No. That's cool.
Are the dates for the tour this summer final? Yes, we cannot come to your town. I'm sorry. Some of the dates, there's a little bit of wiggle room. You know, we don't have something set, so we're going to change cities or something. But the general area we're going to be in each date is completely unmovable.
Yeah. However, the Frankie John meetup crew still has yet to solidify all of our meetups from L.A. to Boston. The only one that we know that we kind of want to do right now is Grand Canyon. But if you live in the area and you want to meet up with us, there'll be details.
I want to meet you at the theme park.
Yeah, also we're possibly going to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, which would be heck of fun. And that would probably be on the 17th or the 18th.
Will those that have signed up for the street team get more info or updates soon, John?
Yes. You are going to get instructions soon of being able to print out little printer-sized black and white posters that you can hang up in your area, saying something fun like, you know, Harry Potter dance party or whatever. And all you have to do is hang them up somewhere where you legally can do so and take a picture of yourself with it, and you'll get some really good chunks of My Leaky Points there. That would be very valuable to us as well.
Another question. Are there any shows in New York or New Jersey, Sue?
Oh. Are there in New Jersey?
New York, New Jersey.
Yes, this starts it off, right? We go to Boston, yep. And then to New York, and then to New Jersey, I believe. The first
Boston, New York, Philly, and then New Jersey, I think.
Oh, Philly, that's right. Okay. Because I know the first one is this, where the Potters went to their school, right? I believe that
yep.
isn't that.
It's in Norwood. So excited to do a show in, who would have thought, Norwood.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fun area.
Yeah. So Norwood, Massachusetts, and then New York, and then and then Philadelphia, and those three shows have the Potters. Where do we sign up for the street teams, John?
Street teams have so far just been emailing to staff@pottercast.com, and I've been logging in there pretty much every day, seeing new emails from everybody. I got back to most of you by now. I can't think of like an easier way to keep tabs on everybody other than that.
Well, email's fine. Yeah. You can make a group on MyLeaky.
A MyLeaky group would be helpful. Presumably all of you have MyLeaky accounts, of course.
Holly wants to know when we'll be able to cast spells on each other on MyLeaky.
Oh.
Ooh.
Who spilled those beans?
Magic.
Probably John.
Probably me, like a few shows ago, before I even talked to a single programmer about it. I have no idea. We're still trying to figure out things like how to stop people from cheating on points.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we'll get there. There is something very cool coming, though, to Leaky/MyLeaky, technologically speaking.
They're going to guess. You can't even... You don't continue, because they're going to guess it. They're very smart.
Okay, I'll shut up.
It involves Twinkies, Slinkies, and chewed gum.
Pinkies. Twinkies, Slinkies, and Pinkies.
Yeah, and that's just one side of me.
That's just one side of me.
And that's just one side of me.
Is there a list of what events the Potters will be playing at? I just said it. New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. You can go to myleaky.com/p/poos... PC Lupin Willow to get the rest of it. We need a better link for that. Can we please get it?
We could make an effing tiny URL and be done.
MyLeaky.com/tour. How about that? We'll redirect it. MyLeaky.com/tour or LeakyNews.com/tour. I will redirect it to that page. But you need a MyLeaky account right now to see it. Well, we're going to work on that, though.
Frankie, they want you to do an Elmo voice.
Elmo?
I need to hear Elmo.
Tickle me, Elmo. Elmo.
Is that Elmo-y? I need to find. Some of us need to ask to find. Let me see if I can find it.
I talk like. No, I talk like Elmo. Elmo talks like. Elmo talks like this! A little bit!
Yeah, you're getting closer.
I have to play with it!
Sometimes I'll do weird voices not meaning into it, like the students. I'm like, did you just practice those at home? I'm like, shut up. Like, I'm a student. I'm stupid. Get your work done. Like,
don't cross Professor Frankie.
Seriously, I've never heard Fresh, like, mean, except when he comes home.
Oh, I know. Frankie, who won't give you the not my daughter, you bitch line on the show. Cussing every student out he can get his hands on. He's so mean.
I don't. You can't cuss.
He doesn't cuss them out. No. He just comes home and he's like ready to kill.
Well,
he's ready. They want to know when they're going to get more information about the John Noe Chipotle line.
Funny you should ask. We finished this in time.
Elmo talks like this. Everybody, how's the podcast panel? Elmo.
Wow. Is that you?
Was that Frankie or was that acting like YouTube or something?
Oh, that was me.
Elmo talks like this. It's kind of scratchy at the top, but it's still high.
Wow, Frank.
I'm impressed. It's not as funny as Smeagol, but it's impressive.
It is.
Elmo.
Can you do Kermit?
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh my god!
Kermit kind of talks through his mouth a little bit and he's controlled, but it's not. I have to go, Kermit the Frog here. Otherwise, it doesn't really sound like
Kermit. How about Miss Piggy?
Oh, Kermit!
Miss Piggy sounds like Yoda.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They sound similar. A couple of them sounded similar.
Yes, it's Frank Oz. He did both.
Yeah,
he's genius. Yeah.
He just recorded some new tracks for the Star Tours ride.
What?
Yoda's going to be on the new Star Tours ride.
Pretty sure Frank Oz is dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it.
Oh no! Not Frank Oz. Who else am I thinking?
I'm like, that's a trick.
No,
you
think
it was the guy who did Gollum?
I don't remember. No, it was the guy who did C-3PO. Never mind.
Somebody's saying Frank Oz is not dead.
Yeah.
Frank Oz
is
dead?
Are you thinking of Jim Henson?
Jim Henson is quite dead. Oh, Frank Oz, unless he's not doing voices anymore, because you can tell the voices aren't the same anymore. And all the new Muppet stuff, maybe since Disney owns it now, he doesn't do
probably
it.
Probably over it.
He's alive. Wikipedia, he's alive.
So, no, then I'm pretty positive that was Frank Oz. You're all questioning me.
Oh, he's alive. Whoops, sorry, Frank Oz.
Yeah, Frank Oz is not dead.com.
Frank Oz is not dead.
Well, speaking of the John Noe Chipotle Alliance, just to give a quick update, once we finish this, we're going to immediately transition into a Noe Thursday, because I want to get out in time to go catch Star Trek tonight at 7, my time. But John Noe Chipotle Fund, there's not too many of you at the moment. I don't know what I'm going to do with you all, but I appreciate the heck out of you. And so, show my appreciation, you will be receiving your own very own email addresses for whoever at horcree.com. I've been sitting on that domain name for 3 years. I don't know what the heck to do with it, so this is as good a, good a thing to do as any.
Are you okay?
Be frack at horcree.com.
I want one of those. Can I have squee at horcree.com?
Yes, you can have squee at horcree.com.
I have moochka at horcree.com?
Yeah, no, but I already have that one, but you can have Melissa.
You have moochka at
horcree.com. Spam will do it on purpose.
She usually just signs up for inappropriate websites on the internet, but... Anyway, at horcree.com, your new email address is being part of the John Noe Chipotle Alliance.
Am I part of the Alliance?
I don't know. I haven't seen any donations come in from you, Frankie.
Shut up.
I'm joking. No, you're an honorary member.
I need a Frack Alliance or a Doodle.
You should have a Pellegrino Alliance.
What's something that starts with P that means like Alliance?
One last thing in the wrap-up. I went this week. I just got to thank everybody. I went this week to California
to have fun.
Tell them what I did to you.
Wait, I went to Contra Costa County, and I did a speech and a signing, and it was so much fun. And this girl, Segregay, brought me earrings, my book cover on earrings.
Oh, cool.
Ever. And it was so wonderful, and I love going to libraries and meeting people. I'm just enormously blessed. But the other blessed part about it is that I got to see John Noe, and John tells me from a week ahead of time, I have a gift for you. I'm bringing you a gift. And now you think, you know, when somebody says they're bringing you a gift, you think, wow, awesome.
I love how much, how long in advance I plan them.
So I get there and he hands me this oatmeal can.
What?
So I'm looking at this oatmeal can, I'm like, okay. And I open it up. There's all the ingredients in there for me to make him guacamole.
No. No, he did not.
That's a pretty
you
good gift.
Stuff?
I mean,
I didn't know that's what your gift was. I knew he was going to have, I know we bought ingredients, I didn't know what it was for.
He gave me some avocados and some. No,
that's just being a DB.
What's a DB?
It's nothing
oh,
you can say.
Oh, certainly about not all the way to DB territory.
It's certainly being an annoying.
That's a Slytherin move, for sure.
It's a very Slytherin move. I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. Here is all the stuff you need to give me a gift.
Well, we all got to enjoy it. We brought a whole big bag of chips. And that whole first night, like, for dinner, was pretty much a huge pot of guacamole. It was perfect.
Asking the maid when she walked into the room and it smelled like cilantro.
Why does it smell like, why are cut onions on the ground? What happened to that video of me crying my eyes out from the onions?
My camera, John, like, literally still weeping
no.
from the onions, which was served him right, I thought.
Oh, my, like, just crying my little eyes out. It was so sad.
I can't wait, John, I have a gift for you.
Oh, yeah, what's that is going to be?
My website.
Oh... But how can we all enjoy that?
How can't we all enjoy that?
I can't. I put that in my belly.
Wait, what? What?
John has been supposed to, he's supposed to redo my website for a long time now, so.
We're just
he's gotta,
like, stacking gifts
gonna,
upon gifts right now.
I'm going to give him all the ingredients to my website, and he's going to make it. He's going to put it together and make it into a sumptuous guacamole. For you, John, I give you this gift.
I appreciate that, because, I mean, if there's one thing I am, it's a good gift giver.
And that's just one side of me.
How many does Sunday have a running count
11.
In the chat? 11?
11. Okay, I think that this has dragged on long enough, guys.
As always. Is there anything at horrorcreed.com? Someone in the chat? I don't think I ever uploaded anything. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my old demo reel. Gross. Don't go there.
Yeah. And I love how it's still the property of John Noe, not Mugglecast on the top.
Yeah. The stupid Mugglecasters bought it one year.
I remember. They bought it as soon as you started using it, and they wouldn't give it to you, remember?
Oh, I know. I was like, guys, you're teasing me. I want my domain.
I helped you make that logo. It kind of sucked, man.
Yeah.
What we need to do is just fix one part of it.
We need to take all that down, actually, because...
Remember, we made it Slytherin, and then the whole concept is there's the E's crossed out, because no E, get it? No E?
There's no E, so it's crossed out.
No E.
That's cute.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. All right, guys. Frack is not designing tour shirts. We have so many left from last year that we're going to use those, but Frack is... Yeah. Maybe making a poster?
This Monday we're doing, and a Monday. So this Sunday we're having a work day.
Whole work party.
Excited for that.
So if you guys have any brilliant ideas for posters...
We already have a brilliant idea, don't we?
You know, I'm just trying to give them something to do.
Okay, I'm going to say make a shameless plug. I voted for you, Frankie, at the Wizrockopedia Art Fest.
That's right!
Thank you, Sue. I voted for myself. Hee hee.
I voted for you like 100 times. I found a cheat code like on my leaky groups.
No. Cheat code. Like you're playing a game. I mean, cheat code, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore.
When do the results come out?
I don't know, but Frack is nominated for Best Illustrations in the Wizards of Rock People's Choice Awards, and I think that you should all go there and vote for him, as well as many of the other bands who are on there, including the Remus Lupins, and the Wampa Willows, and the Ministry of Magic, and...
Bloodblood, and...
I can't pick. I look at that list and I'm like, what do you do?
I know, it was so hard. I was doing that last night, and it was just the most impossible thing. There's so many great groups. And then I had to choose between which is the favorite Hufflepuff group, and I'm like, I'm doomed here.
Oh, gosh. How many Hufflepuff groups do there need to be in this world? I mean...
There's not enough, honey. Bring them more
I didn't know the Mudbloods were Gryffindors.
Not that either.
I thought he was a Ravenclaw.
I didn't know they all had houses. I didn't know they picked...
Well,
and obviously the Potters are Gryffindors, and obviously the Malfoys are Slytherins. Yeah. Slytherin and Flick are definitely Slytherin.
Do you think? Jeez. Has anybody actually ever heard some of their music other than the Jingle Spells?
Yes. Like the stuff that's not censored?
I don't even think it's safe to put on the show.
But it's adult, but it's really good and very witty stuff. I like them. They're going to be playing at the Peacock.
Mushka,
Mushka, Mushka, Mushka, Mushka, Mushka.
I like that.
We need that, like, that. He did that song, that Mushka song, but it needs to be, like, we'd like a rap, too. Little, yeah.
Guys, I gotta talk to Ustream about the recommended live shows they're putting under our show right now.
Really?
Why?
They're all quite mature.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Why?
No.
I don't know, but I will be talking to them.
There it is.
Mushka da.
All right, guys. I think it's time to keep twiddling those dials.
The next password will be bothering Boyle.
Keep each other safe.
Keep safe.
Good night.
Good night. We missed it.
Dobby is free.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder.
Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours.
Spooky how the time flies when we're having fun.
This week's Pottercast was edited by Seth Brown, Caitlin Minzy, Andrew Garner, and Michael Beckett, and produced by John Noe. Special thanks goes to our awesome transcription elves for transcribing this and every other episode of Pottercast, which can be found at Pottercast.com. Pottercast is the official podcast of the Leaky Cauldron. For more information about Pottercast or to learn how to be a part of future episodes, visit us at Pottercast.com.
Crack.
That was me teleporting, not the drug.
Well, yeah, maybe we could just slice this into two segments.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Okay. Well, I'll do it myself.
I just figured.
Shut up. I'll set you on fire again.
Crack says so.
Don't set on fire. Okay.
Anyway.
No. Frankie say no.
No.
Leave them alone.
The rumble.